Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome to the Lou Trek Show. Show number 25 for Monday, September 28, 2009. Happy 22nd anniversary, Star Trek The Next Generation. Engage.
Now establishing data link. Accessing.
Please enjoy this little montage to TNG.
Captain's log, stardate 41153.7. Our destination is planet Deneb 4, beyond which lies the great unexplored mass of the galaxy.
We're going to be damned. Let's be damned for what we really are.
You are here now watching this image of me because I've died. It probably happened while I was on duty, and quickly, which is what I expected.
You have killed nearly 700 people, and you have taken us to the brink of war.
Sir, there is no war. The war is over.
You're wrong. The Cardassians live to make war.
That's what everybody thinks about the enemy. That's probably what they think about us.
We're not the same at all. We do not start wars. We do not make surprise attacks on manned outposts. We do not butcher women and children in their homes. Children. We never had the chance to grow up.
They took everything I was. They used me to kill and to destroy. I couldn't stop them. I should have been able to stop them. I tried so hard. I wasn't strong enough. I wasn't good enough. I should have been able to stop them. I should have.
I'm going to use this person.
It's not a person, damn it, it's a whore.
If you are going to use this person to destroy his race, you should at least look him in the eye once before you do it. Because I am not sure he is still a whore.
Because it's been given a name by a member of my crew doesn't mean it's not a whore. Because it's young doesn't mean that it's innocent. It is what it is. And in spite of efforts to turn it into some kind of pet, I will not alter my plans.
Fine. But if you don't talk to him at least once, you may find that decision a lot harder to live with than you realize.
I should have done this a long time ago.
You were always welcome.
So, 5-card stud, nothing wild, and the sky's the limit.
And now, a man who believes that time travel is just a waste of time. Get it? Waste of time travel. Your host, Lou Costanzo. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Lou Trek Show. I am your host, Lou. Thank you very much for downloading and listening to tonight's show. I especially want to thank you if you listened to the entire intro, as I thought it would be important to do a montage for TNG's 22nd anniversary. Our main website is www.loutrekshow.com. You can send us topic suggestions as well as questions and comments. Our email address is loutrekshow, and that's all one word, @gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter by going to loutrekshow.com/Twitter. You can leave us voicemail on Skype at Lou Trek Show, again, all one word on Skype. Or you can call us directly at area code 630-WWW-TREK, T-R-E-K, or 630-999-8735 for those who like the numbers. And finally, you can join the show forums by going to loutrekshow.com/forums, where we have a whopping 2 members beyond Brian and myself. So please, and those 2 members have not done any posting, or there has been no activity since the forums went up in April. So please join the forums, or I might as well just shut it down. loutrekshow.com/forums. If you're new to this podcast, this is a podcast all about Star Trek. And this week, we are going to be doing something very special in honor of The Next Generation's 22nd anniversary. And to do that, I'm going to need some help. So it's time for me to bring on the co-host. And now, a man who likes piña coladas and getting caught in the rain. The Lou Trek Show is proud to present your co-host. Oh, wait. I forgot he's Klingon. He's not going to like that at all. Wait, here we go. And now, the Loot Trek Show is proud to present your co-host, Brian Dennemore. What is that dreadful? No, sorry about that. Brian, kapla, Brian, what's going on?
What do you mean, what? That's great opera, man. You never heard great opera before?
I'm sorry. For a second there, I thought I was a fat Ferengi. Well, I'm fat, but not a Ferengi. So, I just lost it, you know. They were waiting for the fat Ferengi, remember?
Yeah, I know, stupid thing. I was shouting. But that's me. I'm a clicker.
Yeah, that's true. It's hard to keep you guys down. Well, it's been a slow week for me, too, but, you know, who cares about all that? In fact, what we're going to do, folks, we're not even going to do announcements today. Anything you want to know about things we normally would announce for, just go to the main website, www.loottrekshow.com. Right on the main page will be links to any announcement. Get George, get Walter his star. You know, go visit the USS Gorka and stay aboard. Get yourself waxed out in Klingon space. Or, what about Gary Barkley? Go visit his page, too. It's all going to be there. In fact, now, hopefully our Skype connection sounds a little better because on the last Mike Tech show, he did a thing about how to improve your Skype connection. How do I sound to you, Brian?
You sound great, Lou.
Cool. Well, I'm hoping it worked. I did make some settings in my router. I don't remember where. It's like virtual server. It's the only place I could even find that looks right. So I'm going to take a screenshot of that, send it to Mike, and he'll tell me whether I put it in the right area or not. So, but anyway, wow. Well, in the last week, folks, we have tried more time travel stunts. You know, we almost died a couple times. And seriously, Brian, I think this burn on my arm is infected. I'm not so sure. Now, whoever the idiot was that designed our runabout that put a crank window on the side, I thought I could just put my arm out. You don't want to do that when you're trying to go into warp or going into time travel, because, boy,
you're lucky you didn't burn your arm off, Lou.
I'm just glad that one of your medics was there to take care of me instantly.
Well, that was me.
Really, was it?
Yeah, remember, I'm a doctor.
Dude, I was so in much pain, I passed out.
Of course, you might have a little tinge of Klingon medicine on you.
That's why I'm
feeling... I am a specialist in Klingon exobiology.
Really? That's why I'm feeling a little more spunky, like I want to go out and get the something of a targ.
Yeah, a little testosterone and steroids will never hurt you.
That's good. Well, hey, we're going to go...
when they're in combination together.
Yeah, hold on. So anyway, yeah, we're going to have to go ahead and get the show done because I have been craving some of that gach. I want some fresh gach this time. None of that frozen stuff you put on a microwave.
Well, you never microwave gawk anyway. It's served live.
Well, apparently my chef didn't know that.
But, well, do you know how gawk is prepared?
No.
It's bloodworms saturated in a mixture. And they suck up the mixture, and then as they're slowly rotting away, you eat the worms while they're still alive and wiggling from the sauce they've been absorbing.
Cool.
That's how come you can't microwave gawk.
All right.
Because they're alive. When you go into a Klingon ship, they actually have a place where they harvest and grow gawk.
Okay. All right. And of course, I want some good old fashioned blood pie. But anyway, so we decided about, 3 months ago, we were going to go do some time travel. And today, what we're going to do is we're going to go back in time to the day we first started the Loot Trek Show in April, and we're going to redo all 24 episodes before this over again. So I hope you people got a lot of time on your hands, because we're doing it all over. You ready? No, we're not. I'm sorry. I hope I didn't lose anybody from that. Saying, what the hell? No way.
Hell yeah, that Klingon episode almost killed everybody.
Oh, no kidding.
That was the first one I actually got mail on, and it just so happened to be from a friend of mine who I value his judgment and his suggestion very highly. So when I saw the subject line that said "Friends must be honest," I thought, "Oh, good God!" But he wasn't there. Far off, you know. I was thankful my computer blue screened 43 minutes into that one. But for this one, you know, I've got a backup copy. I'm on two different computers, both of them running Audacity, so if I have a double failure, I'm going to kill myself. But anyway, you ready to go back in time?
The helm's all set waiting for you to give the command, sir.
There you go. But first, why are we going back in time? I don't think we really explained why. Because
no, we haven't, because we've hinted on the last three shows.
That's true. Today is, right now as we record this, you'll probably get this tonight, maybe tomorrow, those of you who've been looking forward to this episode. Today is Monday, September 28th, and exactly 22 years ago tonight, Star Trek The Next Generation premiered Encounter at Farpoint. And everybody speculated, and we speculated, what would it be like? Would it be as good as the original one that went 18 years before? So, we are going to go back in time, and we're going to relive those moments. So, you ready, Brian?
I'm ready when you are.
Okay, and to do this, we have decided to do the slingshot. You know, we're going to go ahead and toss around the sun here real quick. And
now keep in mind, for those Star Trek fans who are diehards and understand one Excelsior class starship is size wise, he's wanting me to take the USS Gorkon and slingshot this around the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Now for today, I thought he was out of his mind, out of his gourd. So I did something a little better. I found something a little bit better to do this with. Uh-huh. So we're sitting on board the bridge of something I call a Klingon bird of prey.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's easier to calculate it than to try to calculate something the size of an Excelsior-class starship trying to flip around the moon.
Sure.
And yes, I brought extra dilithium crystals so we could actually get back for once instead of having to go to a nuclear vessel to go steal some.
That's true. But you gotta,
I did come prepared.
But you have to admit, it did take a Vulcan to do the calculations on. I'm not going to lie.
I'm only partially Vulcan, so I guess you just have to do with my calculations and hope for the best.
Oh, really?
I got 1 in 4 chance of screwing it up instead of 100% chance of not screwing it up.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Well, then, okay. We will give this a try, and everybody out there that's listening, hope for the best and hope that we make it. So let's rock and roll. Hit the button, Brian. Anyone want to say a prayer before we go?
May fortune favor the foolish.
Yeah, what he said. Let's go.
Warp speed, Mr. Zulu.
Warp 2. Warp 3.
Steady as she goes.
Steady as she goes.
I just said that.
Warp 4.
What the heck was that?
Warp 5.
Would you stop dropping stuff?
Warp 7. Warp 8!
Where did he get this bird
of prey? 9.2! 9.3!
Getting sick!
9.5! 9.6! 9.7! 9.8!
Ow! Oh, you okay? Now! Where these whales come from? Okay, here we go. Now, if this worked, we should be back just about the time I'm calling Brian. I love this song, but I gotta call Brian. Let's see what we got. Yeah. Hold on. Oh, come on, Brian, the show's over. You knew I was gonna call you. Let's try it again. just on the phone. I gotta get to bed for school. Come on! Come on, Brian, answer!
That works.
Oh, hey, Brian. Hey, hold on. I had to turn Michael off. Hey, Brian, what's going on, man?
Not much. Hey, was you just watching that Star Trek show?
Absolutely. Who were you on the phone with? I tried calling and was busy. I thought maybe you just forgot all about me.
No. I had one of my BattleTech buddies give me a call. We're setting up for our weekend trip to Harrisburg.
Ah, cool. Well, hey, you know, I can't talk very long. Maybe about 20-30 minutes I want to watch Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. I love Cheers. But that Michael Jackson song I was just listening to, man, I listen to that all the time. Ever since it came out last month, I have been listening to that and listening to it. I listened to it in the car to school. I listened to it in the car home. I listened to it in the car going to work. I listened to it in the car coming back home. I listened to it in my room. I stand in front of the mirror and I say, "You, man, you got to change your ways. You got to get better grades. You got to..." I don't know what it all is, but, you know, you remember when you were in high school, don't you?
Oh, yes. Quiet Riot.
Quiet Riot. Yeah.
Come on, feel the noise. Girls, rock your boys.
That's right.
Rocking the Casbah.
And since you've left high school, I mean, what do you do now?
I'm in the Navy. What the hell?
What was that?
What was that?
I don't have a clue. Anyway...
Sounds like the disco era coming back to life.
It does. I'm not sure what caused that. But you said you're in the Navy.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Not again. They want you. They want you. Oh, no, not them.
Who, me? They want me as a new recruit? Well, it does remind me. I mean, just this last year, First Sergeant Cotton of the United States Marine Corps kept trying to get me to join as soon as I graduate from high school. But I keep telling him, "Man, look at me. Do you think I could be a Marine?" And he keeps saying, "Hey, boy, no, don't worry about that, boy. I tell you, you can do it. I tell you, we'll get that off of you, boy." I say, "Oh, you'll kill me trying, boy." Well, never mind. Sir, with all due respect. But, you know, if you phrase that, just like any Star Trek way back when, 18 years ago, when, you know, as long as you say, "With all due respect, sir," you're fine.
You're fine.
Yes.
Yep.
So what exactly, you know, can you do in the Navy?
Yes, you can sail the seven seas in the Navy. Yes, you can put your mind at ease.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Now you want the truth?
Wow, that is incredible.
Now, you want to know what I do in the Navy?
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Why don't we say from here on out what you do?
I'll tell you what I did on my ship.
There you go.
I handled ordnance, bullets, bombs, missiles.
Really?
Now, yeah.
You've never had one go off on you, have you?
Are you kidding me? I'm good.
Oh, good.
Of course, I wouldn't want one to go off.
No, I wouldn't.
I mean, think about it. You're talking about a ship the size of a small carrier. Okay, think of that with nothing but big holds full of bombs, missiles, grenades, small arms. That's for the for the unknowledgeable people. That's bullets for guns. Small arms is.
Yeah.
Now think of all that and fuel. Think about all the fuel I'm carrying, because we fuel destroyers and cruisers too on top of it.
Really?
I'll go blow bloomy.
Wow, bloomy, huh?
Yeah. Try a five mile crater.
Wow.
Everything within 5 miles is instantly vaporized.
Cool. Okay, well,
no,
hey.
No, not cool.
Well, I mean, you know, if you had a choice of dying by being vaporized or...
Well, you'd be vaporized on that ship.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, are you going to the... Michael Jackson is on tour. I was going to ask you this. Are you going to be going to any of his concerts? I mean, it's coming to the Civic Auditorium here pretty soon.
No, I'm fortunately, I can't afford Michael Jackson's tickets, but...
No. I think like $10, $20 a piece is not that bad.
I'm more into the wilder, funkier stuff, like Lisa really? Lisa and the Cult Jam.
Oh, yeah. Ooh,
of course, I can always go to the Stone Pony and watch Bruce.
Yeah, that's true. I love Prince. Prince is awesome, too. But, yeah.
The only good song I like about Prince is When Doves Cry.
Yeah, that's true. I do.
Now, when I'm dancing, I like Let's Go Crazy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sometimes I do pretend I'm Let's Go Crazy. But the reason why I bring Michael Jackson up is I'm going to his concert. And I don't know, something about Michael, it's like he speaks to the kid in you, you know? It's like... He sings his songs and he does his things just for kids, the kid in you. And I got a feeling that when he's 70 and 80 years old, he's still going to be swinging those hips on stage. So I'm looking forward to that.
Bum, 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 bum. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. Yeah. So anyway, but wow. So about Star Trek, the next generation...
Yeah, that was so strange to see a new Star Trek show. I mean, mm-hmm. I grew up rerunning the Star Trek with the Spock and William mm-hmm. Shatner being Captain Kirk and DeForest Kelly being Dr. McCoy and Leonard Nimoy being Spock. I grew up with that. Well, I wouldn't call it cheesy, but it was so 60s stereotyped.
Well, of course. I mean, I used to watch it when I was in grade school a few years ago. But I mean, I wouldn't even take my bath on Sunday night until I could get some Star Trek. But yeah, you're right. I expected the cheesy aspect to be the go-go boots and all that other stuff, but. I guess it may not happen from what I see on this new ship.
You see the size of the saucer on that damn ship?
It is huge.
It's huge!
I'm surprised that the front of the ship doesn't just dip down.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
And what's that big dish thing on the front of it? Is that deflector thing?
Yeah, supposedly that's the deflector. That's the what we used to call the scanners.
Oh. Oh, okay. Okay. Well, anyway, I can't wait to, you know, maybe if they do some episodes on, like, specifications, tells us a little bit more about how it runs, because from what I understand, it runs pretty damn fast. What did he get up to? Work 9.75 or something?
Yeah, tell me about it.
That was incredible when he had that, Q? When he had Q, the ball thing, chasing him. Wow, that's pretty darn fast. I don't remember hearing Captain Kirk say, you know, take us to warp 8, warp 9.
Warp 5, I think, was the top they did before, unless somebody helped them along the way.
That's true. I mean, you know, Spock was pretty much the only alien on the ship, and he was a Vulcan, so maybe the Vulcans helped them build their technology. We may never know. I mean, I don't know. But, so, the captain.
The captain, God.
Jean-Luc.
I mean, you figured if you're going to have the captain and he's going to be the main, and you're going to follow the basic Star Trek format, the captain's usually the sex symbol.
Yeah, I don't see this Baldy as a sex symbol. And plus, what is this deal? His name is Jean-Luc Picard.
Picard, and he speaks British accent.
Yes. I suppose he's supposed to be French. Maybe we'll see the rest of his family, and that might explain they might have French accents. I don't know. But it's still seen, the British accent.
Well, maybe because he took his schooling up in England. Before he went to Starfleet Academy, that's probably where he picked up. If you live in an area for so long, like I came from Indiana and I'm living in New Jersey now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's bad because I'll start speaking like a typical New Yorker or a typical Jerseyan mm-hmm. thug. Yeah, and it's like, I gotta remember that I'm sounding Italian. it's hard to not do it.
Yeah, that's true.
And when I go home, Mom and Dad just look at me like, where in the world have you been? You're speaking a whole nother language here.
Who are you? That's true. I mean, you ever want to go back to Indianapolis?
Yeah. I like, it's a little, New Jersey's just too wild for me. I mean,
yeah.
When any place you can get on the road and do 80 miles an hour plus and not get a ticket, yeah, is too much speed for me. Besides that, you got Atlantic City south of you and New York above you. Okay? And all you've got in the middle is garbage.
Yeah, I do wanna go to New York.
They should name the Garden State the Trash State because all the garbage comes in New Jersey.
Wow, you know, you're not too far off from New York. I want to go visit New York, man. I'd love to go see things like, you know, the monuments there, the Twin Towers. I want to go see those things, you know. So, but anyway, back to Star Trek.
I've been there. My favorite thing is to catch a bus out of Earl Weapons Station.
Yeah.
And go into New York, and then by the time I get out of Times Square and all the seedier spots of New York,
mm-hmm,
I catch the subway over to Yankee Stadium, and I get a ticket to Yankee Stadium, and there's this nice restaurant that's right across the street from Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
You get a great steak for about $10.
Wow. That's
and I'll go in and have a couple beers and eat me a nice steak, then I'll go into Yankee Stadium. And then I'll go in and watch the ball game, get drunk at the ball game, stagger out to the subway. It's great. You can drink, have fun, yeah, curse at the teams that are in there. I mean,
anyway, I'm too young to drink. I'm only 18 years old, so I can't drink. And besides, even if I was 21, I probably wouldn't want to. But anyway, we got to get back to Star Trek because this is killing me, man.
Yes, tell me about it.
You don't think the new captain is a sex symbol like the old captain? Because
no, this guy seems more like a rock. I guess they were trying to get someone to stabilize all these new characters they got in, because look who they brought in.
Yeah,
they got this android.
Oh no, we'll talk about them. Hold on,
a robot.
Yeah, we'll talk about. Hold on.
They brought
the guy
in.
Brian.
What?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm about ready to call AT&T and find out why no one can hear me good. You know, if we're going to pay long distance like this, people should be able to hear me. Anyway, no, we'll get into all of them in just a minute. But first, as far as the captain, what was this? Yeah, Picard. Jean-Luc Picard.
They spell it Jean-Luc.
Jean-Luc. That's what I kept calling him until I heard the doctor say Jean-Luc. And, you know, brought the boy onto the bridge. And I thought,
looked at him. Cardinal sin.
Oh, my God. He looked at him to say, so that's my son. I got a feeling it's going to come out. Because he looked at that boy and said, oh, that's your son? But he really secretly in his mind thought, that's my son? I haven't seen him in such a long time. But we'll get to that later. but yeah, you're right. He's not the sex symbol. He did not come out of his shirt. I expected to see his chest. I didn't. I'm disappointed. I think the captain needs to go, and we need to bring the first officer. Let me look at what it said. William Riker. He needs to be the captain. He's got young youth and joviality on his side.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the deal? Did you pick up anything about this deal with the counselor? Why do we have a counselor on board this ship?
Look how big that ship is. We would need a counselor.
So you're saying everyone in the Federation has problems now? They need to go to a counselor? Oh, I can't stand my life.
Yeah, boom. Oh, yeah, look at the crew they got. They need a counselor.
I suppose. But she looks like she had enough baggage to deal with on her own. She's clearly got issues with the first officer. So what do you think the predictions there are?
Who knows? They probably... Honestly, I think they're going to get rid of the first officer.
No, he will stay. She will go. And the reason why I say that...
No, because...
I think you're wrong. I think you're wrong.
Look, what sells in this world?
Sex.
Thank you.
But
she'll definitely stay.
But if...
Because she's built for the show.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think they're going to... The reason why I say it is they obviously have feelings for each other. So they're going to get together or maybe kind of flirt together. And then just after they get together, she's going to die. He's going to be brokenhearted and have to go on to someone else or whatever. So that's why I say she's gone. I think.
Well, if he does, he'll probably jump on the security officer. God, did you see how cute she was?
She was awesome. She's not just a lady sitting back answering the phones. She's a chief of security. Not even the Klingon who sits back there. Oh, God, I got to find out about that. But anyway.
Yes, a Klingon on a Federation ship.
I saw that.
A Klingon.
Now,
can take this into account. A Klingon. The enemy.
The enemy.
Is sitting on the bridge of the Enterprise.
The warrior. Why is he not the chief of security? Why is she? But whatever. She seems very tough. She seems like she can kick some ass.
You don't know Klingons well, do you?
No, not really.
Trust me, to see a Klingon on a Federation ship is going to make all the Klingons pissed as hell.
Oh, really?
Because Klingons are warriors. The last thing they want to do is be on a ship full of, let's talk out of a fight, wussies. No way! They'll be getting rid of him.
I got a feeling, too. He's probably going to go back to the Empire. Forget it. Cause
no, he'll die. He'll die an honorable death.
Oh, really? He wanted to fight the Q. Worf wanted to fight. That's one good thing about him. So you're right. He'll die an honorable death. Probably about 15th, 16th show into the series, he'll probably die. Or even worse yet, on a remote planet and a senseless death. You know, some kind of creature that says, I'm stronger than you. He kills him. And that's going to be tough. That's going to be real tough. However, the security chief, Yar, I think she's going to rise in the ranks to become commander. She's going to probably be the first officer someday. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, yeah.
She'll probably even skip right over that android dude. Mm-hmm. Well, so then, how about the android dude? What's the deal with him? Are his eyes yellow? It just seems like they're very, very yellow. So what did you think of those eyes?
Oh, man, that's strange. He's an android. He's a robot, for Pete's sake. Mm-hmm. What is that? I guess that's their way of creating a Spock.
I wonder that. But, of course, I couldn't.
What's more logical? Let's go with an android.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't need a stinking Vulcan, because if you looked around the bridge, there are no Vulcans nowhere. No science officer, no Vulcan. I guess the new android is a science officer, don't you think?
Yep.
Well, I wonder if... I mean, how many episodes could there be about him? What's his name? Data?
Data.
What's the difference?
Tomato, tomato.
Wow, I don't see the difference between Data, Data. But, okay, whatever, Data. I wonder what... episodes with Data are going to be like, what, he finds a girlfriend, has children? I don't understand. You know, you can't do any of those things. Androids can't get married. They can't have kids, unless, of course, they have robot kids. Anyway, but did you see him pick up that boy?
Yeah.
Wow. I guess he really is a Spock, because Vulcans have a lot more strength than humans, and Data just picked him up one-handed over his head, dripping water. I wonder if he rusts.
I doubt it. How about that whistling?
Oh, yes, he doesn't know how to whistle. Oh, come on.
Please. If he's a robot, or pardon me, an android.
We're going to have to get used to saying that.
He should be able to program himself to whistle.
Yeah. We're going to have to get used to saying android. Wow, yeah, that would be true. I can't believe whoever created him, unless, of course, another android somewhere else had him. I mean, you never know what androids do.
Well, he wouldn't have been born, he'd been created. Some intelligent person out there created something that could interact with humans and actually yeah. work alongside humans.
I wonder if the guy was a mad scientist doctor or something.
Probably was.
Probably.
Probably an outcast.
Yeah. And he picked up that boy with one hand, and I can't, you know, I was thinking, why is that boy on the ship?
Yeah, why is children on board a starship?
I wonder.
This is going to be hard to fathom.
Well, I wonder if there's other kids or if she was the only one that got to bring her kid on board.
Did it have to be other kids?
Well, other kids, because I remember now, he told Riker, Starfleet's giving him a ship with children on board. He's not good with children. Well, you know where that's leading, don't you? Oh, some disaster is going to happen on the bridge. Some disaster is going to happen on the ship. And he's going to find himself down in the elementary school giving out a presentation on Starfleet or something. And all of a sudden, bam, everything falls apart and he's trapped in that school with kids. That's what I think is going to happen.
I can't wait to see if that show ever pops up.
Oh, man.
That would be so funny.
Yeah?
Watch him screw up.
Yeah. What would he do to pass the time? Sing songs?
I don't know. I'm not good with kids.
Me either. But, you know, probably knowing him, I think he probably would like classical music. So he'll probably put on some classical music for the kids who are going to be totally disgusted because it's not whatever kids listen to in the 24th century?
24th century.
Yeah, because
they're probably listening to something that makes our rock and roll look like kids' songs.
Ooh, yeah, that's true. I wouldn't doubt that.
They probably listening to gothic rock.
Mm-hmm. And, now, here's another thing. The android Data, picked up that kid, had him over on one hand, and they were in a holodeck?
Yeah, a holodeck.
What the heck is that?
I guess some kind of simulator room or something.
Yeah, but how do they build that stuff? And then it just disappeared and you see these little squares. There's squares on the floor, squares on the walls. What's that?
I have no idea, Lou. That's just something they've created to make the storyline interesting.
So I'm thinking.
But look at the special effects and everything that's been going on.
Oh, yeah.
That holodeck suite. Look at that bridge. See how fancy that bridge is?
Yes, but I want to go back to the holodeck. I want to know what could you do in there. I wonder, I mean, could you, like, be the police detectives? Could you, like, if you want to go get on the Great Train Heist, you can do it, or maybe a few other programs. You create a few women to be with you. I wonder if anyone's ever thought of that one. I wonder if
they probably will find out sooner or later.
Yeah, you know, there's going to be an alien race that's going to be using it for personal profit, I'm sure. But anyway, you were saying something about the bridge. I noticed the bridge was huge, but it doesn't have nearly as many displays and consoles as the original bridge did.
Yeah, but they're all behind the security officer.
Really? Yeah, that's true. There's only, what, 3 or 4 stations back there.
The
original bridge had a whole bunch of stations.
And it's strange. Did you see the navigator?
Which one was that?
The black guy with the big visor.
Oh, the visor. The thing that went over his head.
Do you know who that star is?
No.
Lamar Burton.
Lamar?
Yeah. Remember him?
No.
From Roots.
Oh, I never watched that movie.
Oh, you missed a good movie.
Really?
Yeah, they brought him on to take old Chekhov's place.
Really?
Yeah. I guess he can't see, so he's got this visor, I guess. I don't know. I mean,
yeah,
it's
he
so
was
strange. He looks like some kind of superhero.
Yeah, he did talk to the doctor about that visor appliance, and what I don't get is, you know, I understand he sees things on an ultraviolet level or whatever it is, but how does he see the console in front of him blinking then? I can't
see
that.
I have no idea.
That's interesting, because they don't have any push buttons, so he can't even feel It looks like it was.
You'll see him. You'll see a lot of episodes with him trying to explain that visor.
I bet you he
becomes a permanent mainstay on the bridge.
Yeah, they can use him as a scanner. That'd be really kind of cool.
Heck yeah! Why take a scanner? Send LaForge.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. The only thing about his character, he seems kind of weak. I doubt he'll ever advance, really. I don't think he'll really go up the ranks. I think he'll be sitting there in that chair for the rest of his life. And speaking of the chairs, why did it look like couches leaned way back, like they're almost looking at the ceiling? That can't be very posturpedic. Well, then again, I don't think the android really cares.
No, the android wouldn't care. The poor man playing the android might not, but the android don't care.
No kidding. I think what they need to do is bring those chairs a little posture better so it doesn't hurt your back. And then what we need is, you know, little areas where the people, you know, if somebody wants to talk to them, they can walk up to them and maybe set their foot on top of this thing and thrust their crotch at Data. That's probably something that Riker would do. Yeah, I mean, can you imagine having to explain something to the commander? You say, "Yes, sir. Sir, I'm scanning and I see a Klingon warship as well as your crotch 2 inches from my face. Is there any chance I can get you to back that off a little bit there?" But anyway, I don't know. That ain't going to happen because, you know, this is Star Trek. They don't do that type of stuff there.
No, they do have some morals.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, okay.
But look at the costumes. Look how much they radically changed the costumes from the original Star Trek.
Yeah.
Through the movies.
Yeah.
And now to this Star Trek The Next Generation. They're walking around with these starchy...
I don't know. To me, they look like PJs.
Yeah, they do kind of look like PJs.
Like onesie PJs. I think what they need to do... In fact, it looks like a one-piece. Like they have to get in a jumpsuit. I think they need to get rid of that. Bring back, like, the two-piece thing because that looks silly. I mean, as a matter of fact, if I remember correctly, talking about Riker's crotch again, couldn't you really see it? Because it was like in the spandex thing? Anyway.
Yeah, you're right.
I gotta get off about Riker's crotch. It's just not good.
Oh, you like it because he looks a hell of a lot better than Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, it's true. Well, I mean, he has such a baby face, though. I think he could use just a wee bit of facial hair.
Never know. They might actually do something that silly.
You think?
Oh. I kind of like it. I kind of like him looking baby face. It gives him a chance to mature.
Okay, well, let's see. What else? Let's see. We talked about the bridge. Oh, the battle bridge. I don't remember Captain Kirk ever going to the battle bridge. Do you?
No, you always heard about the auxiliary bridge.
Auxiliary bridge.
But you never heard of the battle bridge. I guess the battle bridge would be the Enterprise's auxiliary bridge.
Really? Okay. Well, that battle bridge does look cool, though, I gotta say that. It's a little dark. And it looks a little bit larger than a phone booth. But beyond that, it looks pretty functional.
Yeah, it does. But look, think about that. He has a saucer that detaches from his ship.
Oh, that's another thing. Yeah, when he had to do the saucer sep. I'm just assuming that was saucer separation. He kept saying saucer sep. But they did. I saw that. It was just like, you know, what are the odds of having the saucer separate at warp? And the android says, "Not at any speed, sir." And what's he do? He goes and does it anyway. I mean, the guy, the android, can probably calculate a billion gazillion calculations a second. So if he tells me inadvisable at any speed, I'm gonna say, I'll take that. Forget the whole idea. But whatever. Well,
being a captain, you got to learn to sit in the command chair and make decisions.
That's true. That's true. So, what about the boy, Wesley?
I really don't like children on a ship, personally, but...
Me either. I don't know, though. I think the way he looked at Picard looked at Wesley, like, I'm telling you, it was almost like he was saying, so that's my son. Well, he's grown up pretty good.
But, yeah, I think he's just, what's that boy doing on the bridge?
Oh,
get
no kidding.
Him off the bridge. He's not supposed to be here.
He was in his chair. What was Riker thinking letting him sit in the chair? Because Picard was pissed. He walked out, looked at that boy in his chair, and I think he was going to drop a load.
I think he was about ready to tell Tasha to shoot him.
Shoot him. With the yes. So I think he's gone. That kid is out of there. He's probably going to move back home with his dad, wherever his dad is. And, you know, I mean, God forbid. He may seem smart, but it's not like he's going to save the day. He's going to save the ship or anything. Get rid of him. He's extra baggage.
Yeah, tell me about it. I mean, I just don't prefer kids be on board a starship.
No. Unless, like I said, you know, the captain is in the primary school giving a speech about Starfleet when they get, you know, half destroyed and he's trapped in that school and he's got to try and make them feel better. So, I'd say at least 3-4 kids, 5 kids, you know, screaming, crying. And he's saying, what the hell am I doing here? Stop it, kids. I can't take it no more.
It's this captain of a starship and can't handle a bunch of kids. That's bad.
No. But you could clearly see, just as much as Troy has this thing for Riker, you could see the new doctor, feisty.
Has something. They've had history together.
Yeah, that's why I say it's his kid. Wesley's his kid, so... Then again, now that I know that I think Wesley is his kid, he's probably going to take sympathy on for him. Maybe give him a minor role on the ship or, you know, something.
He's gone.
No? You don't think so?
I think there'll be a big write-up of all the Star Trek clubs that are out there. Will write make a big hoopla to Paramount and say, look, you guys, what are you doing putting a kid on a bridge?
Well, there ain't no
Star... Are you nuts?
Yeah. There's no Star Trek clubs in Omaha that I know of. There's got to be an easier way. Maybe I should write to the studio that does Star Trek and say, I'd like to start a club here in Omaha, but how do I tell people about it? You know?
Well...
Easy way. I guess friends in school, but they all think I'm a geek because I like Star Trek.
The only reason why I found out something because I live in the New York, New Jersey area. It's a bigger
that's true
area, and I accidentally ran across it when I found out there was a Star Trek convention.
A convention?
Yeah, it's where Star Trek fans gather and talk with the stars of Star Trek.
Really?
The original series people.
They actually go to these things?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds weird, man.
Yeah, I see it. I got an autographed picture of William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Really?
Okay, yeah. I have to see if... I wonder how I can... there's got to be a way to get information. This is crazy. I can't keep calling long distance to Paramount Studios and say, hey, are you guys going to do a convention here?
Snail mail.
Yeah, I know. It takes too long, though. There's got to be... You know, that's another thing. I sent you a letter. Did you get it? I sent it about a week ago.
No, I haven't gotten it yet.
See, now,
but you know how the mail is.
I know. That is, of course, if it ever gets to you, they lose mail all the time. There's got to be an easier way to be able to get your mail across.
One of these days, someone will find a better system.
Absolutely. Quicker mail. I don't know how. Okay, well, anyway, then the phasers are different. Remember 18 years ago when the old one went off the air and then this one here, they have different style phasers. The other ones were like guns. This one is kind of like, I don't know, like a bulky remote control.
Yeah. It's kind of cute, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose, if it works. But, you know, I mean, they were put on trial. It didn't work there, did it?
Nope.
So, anyway, but I don't know what else to talk about here.
It's one of those things we're just going to have to watch and see where the crazy train takes us to.
Yeah, well, I predict that, you know, I don't know. I don't want to make a prediction. I was just thinking about how many seasons this thing could go, if it even goes past this first season. Maybe. But I did see a preview for the next episode called the Naked Now. And that, I could not help but think it sounds just like a Star Trek episode called The Naked Time. You think there's any correlation there?
Who knows? The only way we'll find out is to watch it.
Because if I remember, didn't everybody get a little giddy in the original one with The Naked Time? And McCoy had come up with that barium time or something? Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. Maybe the captain will get loose and the security chief will try and jump him or something, you know. Like, Captain, you're a mighty sexy Frenchman, whatever you are sexy. And he's going to say, oh, wait a second there, Lieutenant. Yeah, I am sexy. But, Farpoint Station.
Yeah, what's with that? They've got this strange, every time you think of something, you find it.
Oh, that brings another thing I just thought of. The counselor. Sir. I feel, oh my goodness. Oh, sir. Pain. Such pain. I'm thinking, pull a phaser and kill her, would you please? Despair. Turmoil.
Yeah, tell me about it.
What the hell? That's why I want her dead. I want her dead. You know, sorry, Will. Bang her a couple times and then get it over with, because she is dead, as far as I'm concerned.
She's got too big a tit. She'll stay on for a while.
Probably. But, you know, what is she going to do? Help some poor guy who doesn't want to get on the transporter pad? It's okay. It's okay, Commander.
Help the Klingon with his bad attitude.
Yeah.
Humanize the Klingon.
What's he going to do? I mean, as long as Tasha's there, she's the boss. What is he going to do during this? Take her orders? Oh, this ought to be fun. I can't wait to see that happen.
Captain, you're insane. I'm the counselor. I get to tell you when you're not in charge. Yeah, right.
Really? Yeah.
Look how hard it was for McCoy to relieve Captain Kirk of his job.
Yeah, you have to find somebody who's going to force the issue. I don't see it happening.
Nope.
So, and then, of course, the doctor, the fiery redhead. She's kind of, I don't know. I think she probably didn't.
I can't remember what she looks familiar. That's what's so funny about it.
Well, it's interesting. Well, I think why they went to a female doctor. Now, if they get rid of her, they're probably going to, you know, if she, like, takes a promotion, gets the head of Starfleet Medical or something, they'll probably replace her with another woman, probably some old naggy bitch. And we're going to hate her so much that she has to die, you know, maybe falls down the turbo shaft or something and dies, whatever the case may be. And they're probably going to hire a male doctor after that point. You know what I mean? Because they're saying, look, this lady's not very good, but we have to let women be higher.
I'm trying to remember what she used to play in. I've seen her on the TV before, but I can't make out what she used to do.
What was
that? Oh, I know what she used to do.
What?
You ain't going to believe this.
Yeah, I believe anything anymore.
She used to be on Sesame Street.
Sesame Street?
Yeah!
You know, I don't know how you know that, but I have not watched Sesame Street since I was
a kid.
And she was on that long ago? How old are you?
Yeah.
I'm 18. How old are you?
What, 20...
I thought you were
23.
23. Wait, you had to think about that? What, does that happen after a certain age?
Because I remember seeing her.
I wonder, what age do you start forgetting how old you are? I just now am able to vote.
I babysit a lot. Before I went in the Navy, I babysitted a lot. So I used to watch Sesame Street all the time with the kids. That's how I remember.
Really?
Yeah. God, they really must be scraping the bottom of the barrel to get this crew. Think about it. You got a...
Wait a minute.
You got...
I just thought of something. You said that you were in the Navy, and that sound didn't happen.
Oh, my God. What happened?
I don't know. Say it again.
What? In the Navy?
Sorry. I guess I shouldn't have brought it up. Anyway, go on. You probably lost your train of thought.
But look, think about this for a minute. You got an unknown kid.
Yeah.
I've never seen this Will Wheaton before.
No. Hold on. I think I have seen him on something. He was a little bit younger, but I'm trying to think. There was something he was on. It was some kind of a teenage... Goodness. What move? It was like a movie. I don't think it was a TV show. It was some kind of movie. Let me think. Well, you go on while I'm thinking.
And you bring in this guy called Brett Spinner and Jonathan Franks, who did cameo roles on Hill Street Blues.
Yeah.
Okay. You bring in Denise Crosby, who's virtually an unknown, and what's the name of that counselor?
Deanna.
Marlene Sidaris?
Oh, I thought you meant the counselor. Marie or something.
Yeah, and then you bring in a doctor from Sesame Street. And you bring in this Klingon. Who's Michael Dorn?
You know who I think he is, because I saw they did some kind of interview with him before this began. He looked so familiar, and I'm thinking I know where he's at, but I'm not 100% sure. I think he was one of the police officers on Chips.
He was?
I think so. I think he played Turner. Looks just like him.
He could be. And then you bring in LeVar Burton, who did Roots.
Hey, wait. I just thought of something. I know what it is now. He played... it was last year. That's right, it was last year sometime. A movie called Stand By Me, remember? He played a kid named Gordy or something.
I was probably away. I was deployed during that time.
Oh, were you last year?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Yeah. So that's where he's from. He was one of the kids in there. That's why he looks so stinking familiar. But as far as Worf... Yes, I did see something about him. They interviewed him or something. I think I saw it on Entertainment Tonight. But, yeah, he was talking about the new show, and he has the voice of Worf, but without the head. And I looked at that, and I said, "Damn, that is so familiar." So I went back to one of my tapes. I got some Star Trek. We're talking about Star Trek. I got some Chips on tape from, it comes back and forth once in a while. And I was looking, and sure enough, it's him. He plays a police officer on Chips.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, this is weird, because he was such a goofy character then. But it was the 70s, you know, disco 70s. Oh, my God, we're talking about 10 years ago as if it was a light year away.
Yeah, tell me about it.
I mean, you know.
Well, you didn't grow up in the disco. You were just a little kid when disco came out. So.
Yeah, I know. But I can't get into disco music. Sorry. No, can do. Nope. So anyway, but that's my take on Star Trek, The Next Generation. So, and of course, you know, now if this does take off, think about this. Right now, there are 4 Star Trek movies. The first one, Blue Rocks. the second one, you know, was pretty darn con. That was good. That was good.
Yeah, that was excellent.
The third one, you know, finding the dead person who got shot off in a torpedo, somehow survived. And now the fourth one, you know, we gotta bring the whales home. Bring the whales home.
Time travel.
There you go. I don't know how they came up with that one, but whatever. So, now the here's the thing. This last Star Trek movie, The Voyage Home, it was directed by Leonard Nimoy, who played Spock. There's supposedly another Star Trek movie coming out, Star Trek V. I don't know what it is, but it's going to be directed by William Shatner. I was just thinking, you know, now, as you know, Leonard Nimoy was not really in this last movie. I mean, you only see him in a robe a couple times, and you see him on the ship, but he gets them back in time. He brings them back and forward in time. He's on the bus. He knocks out the punker. But beyond that, you don't see him a lot. And I think William Shatner's probably going to do the same thing. He's going to let the other shine and just, you know, kind of take it easy on this and not be such a leader. You know what I mean? Does that make any sense?
Well, no, he's going to be a captain again.
Well, that's true. He was.
He got demoted in 4.
That's true. I remember at the end.
He's not Admiral Kirk anymore. He's back to being Captain Kirk.
Yeah. What I didn't understand is he got the girl. He brought her back forward in time, and yet they didn't do anything more to him. And she goes off to another ship, and he's on his own.
As usual.
That wasn't fair.
He gets the girl and can't keep her.
Can't keep her. So, anyway.
He should have done it earlier when he was young and vibrant and had a reason for the women to stay with him.
That's true. So, now, you know what I was also wondering about? The Q guy. He seemed to know the puzzle of the Farpoint Station before anybody else. And that Groppler, forget about Keith for a second, let's go to Groppler. What's his name, Groppler Zorn?
Yeah.
What was the deal with him? He looked like such a spineless weasel.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, and then he says...
Oh, God, what a miserable cad.
Yeah. What was the deal with them saying good morning at the end of their conversation? Good morning, Groppler Zorn. Good morning, Commander, as they were leaving each other. Isn't that something you say when you first see someone?
Different customs, different standards.
That's true. I mean, the Bandai, whatever they are, I don't know. I don't really remember seeing any other Bandai. Did you?
No.
I thought Groppler was the only one living there or something. Oh, there were other... No, I take it back. There were other Bandai when the doctor and the kid... Well, and
we're in shopping. We're shopping around and stuff.
There you go. Because it's... Oh, yeah. That's right. She said, you know, gold would look lovely. Oh, there's no gold. But, so, I know what you're saying, Commander. Wait a minute. Commander, there's gold there. Commander, would you like a fruit? If you have an apple. No? No apple? All right. So, anyway, as I was saying, oh, I'll be darned. There's an apple there. Groppler, I could have sworn that was not there. Nah... If I was him, I'd say, no, Groppler, this is bull. How did you do that? Did you have an apple up your sleeve? But anyway, Q.
Maybe Groppler does magic.
He must. I mean, he was able to capture that creature for so long. The Q guy. Put him on trial for what?
For being human.
That was crazy. I don't like him at all.
I think To me, he reminds me of somebody you just want to take and strangle.
Yeah.
He's just a pain in the butt.
I know. If they made him at least partially funny. But that's the problem. He's not funny at all.
He's obnoxious.
Oh, yeah. I think Picard will defeat him someday. He'll be done.
I don't know. Picard can't even handle him now. How's Picard going to get the power to deal with him?
He'll figure out a way.
And you know... Just as well as you're sitting here, and we're talking over the phone, that they're going to keep bringing him back. He's going to be like a running gag through this whole series.
Tormenting.
How much
the
you want to bet?
Yeah. Tormenting the Enterprise.
He'll be here to torment the captain.
Yeah, that's not good. Well, you know, I was also wondering. Oh, dude, Dr. McCoy.
Yeah, did you see how old that old goat was?
That was cool when he came. He was holding on to the Data's
Data.
Arm. Sorry. He was holding on to Data's arm. Well, it's a good ship. You got the right name. Now you remember that, boy. I wonder if he caught on that Data was an android.
Remember, no, you forgot the end line. Treat her like a lady and she'll always bring you home.
Ah, now, since you're on a ship, is that what they always say in the Navy? Oh, God. Oh, Lord.
Give me a gun. Let me go back to my ship and get a gun for the village people.
I think the AT&T operator is listening to us and doing that to us. Anyway, on your ship in the that military organization you're a part of? So now let me ask you, why do you think that Dr. McCoy was on there? You don't think they're going to try bringing each member back of the old series, do you?
Well, if they do, most of them are pretty damn old.
Well, that's a thing, yeah. I mean,
the only one that would even be serving in Starfleet at this point would be Chekhov.
Yeah, he was young. Or Spock. Spock, you know, he's a Vulcan. He lives for 2 billion years. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, even Spock kind of looked old in this last movie. I mean, especially after dying and being reborn. Couldn't he have come out of, I don't know, whatever this thing was he was in, a little bit younger? He came out of it exactly the same age in the last movie, and then, of course, he goes home in this movie. I don't know. I can't understand how they could bring somebody from the old series to this series. It makes no sense. It was 80 years in the future. Well, anyway, I don't know.
I said, this is Star Trek. They'll make anything feasible for them to come back.
Yeah, that's true. I guess it could. You know, I don't know how, though. Some kind of, I don't know, temporal vortex. What?
How about the time portal that they used back in the original series when they went back?
Oh, that's right.
They could come back through that portal and come back on the Enterprise. Maybe Captain Picard's, something happened to him, and they bring Captain Kirk on to save the day.
Yeah. Well, I hope to get new enemies, because if you think about it, fighting the Klingons, obviously there's a Klingon on the bridge. My feeling...
The Romulans,
oh, who cares about them? My feeling is I got a feeling if there's a Klingon on the bridge, then the Federation and the Klingons have made peace over the 80-some years. So, if that's the case, we need to have more aliens.
Probably get some new aliens come on.
It has to be. New series, new aliens. Why didn't they encounter them before, but whatever. Yeah. So,
well,
now,
you gotta remember, 80 years, they've explored more space since then.
That's true. Yeah. What I still don't understand is how they even, you know, got out there in the first place. Well, the first ship that actually got out into space and was able to hit their warp drive. That's what I want to see about. But they've never done that. They've never even talked about. Wait, no, I take that back.
They talked a little bit about it.
Yeah, I can't remember the guy's
Zeflin
name.
Zeflin Cochran.
That's it, yes. Oh, that's right, because in the old series, they found him on a planet. And yeah, mm-hmm. That's right, Zeflin Cochran. So I'd like to see how he looked pretty intelligent, pretty smart, you know. Probably turned out he was a drunkard who beat his wife or something like that. And whatever, I don't care. But now let's say, finally, let's say that, because Cheers is coming on here in about 7 minutes. Let's say this new series is a success, and they're going to go on to a new one. What do you think that would be? I mean, they've done two things on starships. What else could there be?
Well, with the new new mediums that they're doing with technology here, the sky's the limit. They can do just about anything. Now, look at the way the ship flies and orbits planets and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there's a whole lot different special effects than what we saw in Star Trek, the original, the original series Star Trek, and even some of the movies that's been out too.
Mm-hmm.
So
faster, bigger.
You might even we might actually get to see a starbase someday or an outpost somewhere
there
or
you
something
go.
Silly like that.
We'll make a series on a starbase or on a planet.
Or go exploring.
That's true. What, in a different part of the galaxy?
Yeah. Huh?
Well, they said only 14% of the... What is it? I don't know what Kirk said. Is a small, minor part of the galaxy has been explored in all their years, and I doubt the next generation really got any further, too much further.
And they may have doubled it.
Something about... What was the deal with the... He said the grappler said that if Picard didn't want to deal with him, he would call up the Ferengi.
Who are the Ferengi?
I wonder. I think that's a mystery. I wonder what they're all about.
The name even sounds weird.
Ferengi. I don't know what that means.
No, and I like there probably be some short, ball-headed, ugly race. Probably known Star Trek, they'll probably make them some small, bald race that they look like toads.
But they're going to try and make them appear smarter than us or more advanced than us. Or
yeah.
Multi-lobe brain or something like that.
Yeah, something stupid.
Well, I wonder what motivates them. I mean, you know, the Federation, we're motivated by knowledge and learning and being a family. Wonder what would
Klingon motivate. And Klingons just want to kill you.
Yes. So, and the Romulans just want to stab you in the back.
Yeah, they gotta be sneaky.
So, what do you think the Ferengi would be like? I can't wait to find out.
Greed. That's the only thing left we haven't explored yet, is greed.
That's true. I mean, they did say they're trying to sweeten the pot for Groppler Zorn. So, maybe they have some kind of capitalistic mentality.
Oh, my God.
So, anyway.
They could be used car salesmen.
Oh, I don't know if I'd trust them.
I wouldn't trust them.
Of course not.
The name just makes me don't want to trust them. Yeah. First thing I do is shoot them first and ask questions later. But
well,
hey, I'm
know,
a Klingon. What do you expect?
I'm still driving my '67 Dodge Dart that my mother gave to me. So, you know, I don't need to go to a car dealer. It's nice and strong.
Dodge Colt.
Colt? Really? That's what you're driving?
Yep, a little rubber, little Japanese rubber band engine, foreign jobby.
Wow. Okay, I understand, man. Okay, well, hey, Cheers is coming on. I can see. Oh, Cheers is filmed before Last Duty. Okay, I'm gonna have to get going, Brian. So, it was great to talk.
It's
with
nice
you.
Talking with you.
Let's get together next week again when we watch the Naked Now.
Yeah, and then we'll have an idea what that. Then we'll find out what that one's about.
That's going to be interesting. All right. Well, then, talk to you later, bud.
See you later.
Goodbye.
Hold on tight, lassie. It gets bumpy from here.
I'm seven point nine.
Shields at maximum.
Can we make breakaway speed?
Hardly, Admiral. I cannot even guarantee we'll escape the sun's gravity. I shall attempt to compensate by altering our trajectory.
Warp 8. 8.1.
Maximum speed.
Admiral, I need thruster control.
Acceleration thrusters at Spock's command.
Thrusters fire?
They did, Admiral.
They did? Where are we?
And where the hell are we?
Yeah, good question. Brian, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Oh, my God, that was surreal.
Oh, no.
Christ almighty, I cannot believe we did that. It worked. We're alive. Jesus.
And I got ridges again.
You got your ridges back?
Well, yeah!
You weren't a member, you weren't a Klingon back then, so that makes sense.
Yeah, I was.
Oh, you didn't say that. I didn't remember.
I was what they call a human fusion Klingon.
That's why you looked normal. This
yes.
is funny. Well, oh, that was 22
I'm
years
like,
ago.
I'm like Ruffles, I have ridges.
Wow, that was 22 years ago? How wrong were we?
God, we were way out in left field.
I cannot believe Picard is a sex symbol now. He was a sex. He was the best captain they ever had. Well, except for maybe Ben Sisko, because I like Ben. But my God, Captain Picard really was great. And oh, I felt like crap when I said something about the Twin Towers. Oh, as soon as I said that or heard that, I thought, oh, jeez, I screwed that up then, didn't I? And how about Counselor Troy?
Well, we were dead wrong on her.
Oh,
well,
definitely.
Actually, I was right on her. She did manage to stay around.
Yeah, I guess I should have listened to you, because she even got married to Riker.
Yep.
I couldn't believe that either.
But Denise Crosby got knocked out about the fourth episode?
Oh, shit, I cannot believe it. I thought, yeah, that was incredible. Holy, I have never been so wrong, and I thought Worf was gone. You know, what good would he be doing there? He becomes head of security, which, you know, that makes sense. You got your warrior, your chief of security. But, you know, and we didn't also, even if we had thought about Tasha dying, we didn't know she'd come back as Sela.
No, and become a pain in the ass for the Federation.
Oh, no kidding, or come back as Tasha, and then come back as Tasha's daughter.
But look at what we figured that Lamar Burton's character would be nothing more than a glorified censor.
Yeah, that's true. Chief Engineer.
Chief Engineer and Wesley Crusher. Oh my God, look at the storylines they made around Will Wheaton.
Oh, I know. I thought he was useless. Oh, I that was good. That was you're
Farrah Jacka.
Well, that was partially right. Come on, don't give me any crap about that. That was partially right. He was trapped with kids. I expected it to be in the classroom, but yeah, he was trapped with kids, and you know, and Data. The
Data.
Android.
They really progressed his tune. Really, I mean, his character.
And what did I say?
I love what they did with him.
Oh, love it too. And what did I say? What are they going to do with him? He can't get married. He can't have kids. Well, boy, I guess I was wrong about that.
Well, let's just say he bagged he's the only one that's bagged the security officer.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's the last thing we said is when we watched The Naked Now. How functional are you, Data? Fully functional. Programmed in multiple techniques. I thought, why did Dr. Soong put all those techniques in there, and how did he program them? You know?
I wonder how he did, too, but you saw the smile on his face.
Oh, yeah. She pulled him right into her quarters and did him like the dog he is. Okay. Oh,
I bet
man.
You he must have a vibrator option on that, on his equipment.
Oh, I wonder. Yeah, Data, you jewel. I remember that. And, oh, in my prediction about the doctor, I was right. Yeah. And who did they pull in? Diana Mulgrew? That's Kate Mulgrew. Muldaur or whatever her name is?
Yeah.
And, you know, she was the one who played on L.A. Law. And how did she die on L.A. Law?
Down an elevator shaft.
There you go. So that's why I figured something bad was going to happen to the old cranky doctor.
Yeah, but at least the old crank doctor got to do something Gates Mfadden would never have gotten to do.
Bonk Riker's dad?
No, she got to drink poison tea with Worf.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Anyway, yeah, and of course, Professor Moriarty filled her with tea and crumpets. Well, we missed it. Good. And, you know, how many movies? What did we say? Now, wait a minute. Remind me again, because I've forgotten already. What did we say about Star Trek V? The captain.
The captain would take a back seat and the crew would shine. What a tanker.
Oh, what it was. It was bull.
That Star Trek V almost killed Star Trek.
It did. I bet you anything the Next Generation kept it going.
That was the only thing that saved it.
Yes.
Because if we hadn't had Star Trek The Next Generation and Star Trek V would have came out, there wouldn't have been no more Star Trek movies.
Yeah, really. So what exactly, you know, the only thing I got right in that prediction was Groppler Zorn was a weasel.
Yeah, he was a very bad weasel.
Oh, man.
He should have been shot and killed.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe we should do this again sometime. I like going back in time.
Well, now that we know, well, by the way, it's going to take me a month to fix this bird of prey again.
Sorry.
Don't bring the whales.
I don't know how whales got on there. That's what I said.
No more whales.
Yes, I heard someone say, Admiral, there'd be whales here. And I remember looking over and saying, what the, who brought the whales? Yeah, oh well.
It's going to take me a month to get that bird of prey fixed again.
We'll keep going. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. And
yeah, but you're not paying the repair bill. It's come out of my own personal funds.
Yeah, well, you know, how does Star Trek do it? You know, they always rebuild ships. They got billions of ships. Where do they get the money to build it?
Go Press Latinum.
Ah.
You're lucky. I have a trading company under my belt.
I thought that was a Ferengi monetary system.
No, that's a universal system.
Speaking of the Ferengi, I guess we got that fairly correct, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Small, big-headed.
Yep.
Greedy.
Yep.
Sounds like a typical used car salesman.
There you go. All right. Well, anyway, folks, I hope you enjoyed reliving that with us. Well, you didn't relive it. You just lived it. But we relived it. And we were very, very wrong. If you have any questions or comments about why, how we were so wrong or something, go ahead and send them to lewtrekshow@gmail.com. So let's go ahead and get into our independent artist music for the day. And this one, oddly, is really cute. The name is cool. This is by Shannon Hurley. And the name of the song is called Matter of Time. And how cool is that, considering we just did time
travel?
Yeah,
tell me about it. The only problem is what is Shannon Hurling?
I don't know. Something about time. You'll see. You'll see it. So go ahead. Take a listen. And we will be right back to wrap it up. Shannon Hurley, Matter of Time.
Just a night. just a matter of time, just a matter of time before you open your eyes. Just a matter of finding the way to your heart. It's just a matter.
That was Shannon Hurley, and the song was called A Matter of Time. I will have a link to her website on the main page at lewtrekshow.com. All right, Brian. Well, hey, this was a great show. I love doing this one. We didn't have to do much, but really just sit back and listen.
Yep, and sit back and reminisce about the old days.
You bet. Now, next week, what are we going to do? You know, we mentioned some of the aliens in the Next Generation. I was just thinking, why don't we talk a little about... Give everyone your suggestion. You want to talk something.
Next week, I want to talk about the major races that we saw in Star Trek. Mm-hmm. Some of the ones we talked about are Borg, Founders.
Obviously, we didn't know about them at the time.
Right. But the Ferengi, the Cardassians.
Yeah, I picked the Ferengi wrong, but... Okay, yeah, we will do that. And another thing we want to mention is that the Lewtrek Show is going to slightly alter in the future, and you're going to have to find out why, because we are going to do a segment of a show, maybe even the whole show, but we're going to start interviewing some of our members on Klingon Space or on the Gorkon, and we've got some other people that would like to be interviewed, and it's going to rock your socks to find out who they are. We were approached by somebody big, and that's all I'm going to say. We were approached, and we want to do the interviews. So there's going to be some segments, and you know, if they want to stick in for the whole show, they're more than welcome to. But, all right. So, everybody
join
us.
We may have two or three guests through the whole... We may give 20 minutes to one person, 20 minutes to another person, 20 sure. minutes to another person,
well,
too.
Yeah, that's true. We could all around their schedule. So, you know what we were looking at to Starbase Indy. And that's another thing.
This is our big push to Starbase Indy. We've yes. got some people who want to come on the Lewtrek Show and uh-huh. talk Trek. With
Trek.
Me and Lou, so
right.
we're going to schedule them in between now and Starbase Indy,
mm-hmm.
and one of the big ones we're going to schedule in for everybody, I want to let everyone know, that we're going to schedule in the chairman who runs Starbase Indy,
uh-huh.
she wants to do a Q&A, so if you got any questions that you want to ask her for about Starbase Indy, send it to our emails, and we'll have them set up for her to be able to answer for you.
All right.
As well.
And to reiterate, my email address is lewtrekshow@gmail.com.
And my email is couss@yahoo.com.
All right. So we'll have links to both of our email addresses on the main page. And stick around. Oh, another thing about Starbase Indy, Brian, you may not know this yet, but when you... I can't be there, folks, and God, I hate that. But Brian will be there passing out Lewtrek Show business cards in anticipation of what I expect out of that. I will be increasing our hosting provider, GoDaddy, from what I'm doing now to an unlimited bandwidth. so that way it will handle unlimited downloads. And believe it or not, to the end of the life of for the first year that I signed up for, it's going to be fairly cheap. So it'd be worth it. But I won't do that until November when we need it, you know. So.
And yes, keep in mind, those who listen to the show, we will be live. We will be live broadcasting, you streaming. I will have everything set up on my computers at this end, and we will live it.
Yep.
That means you can click on the Lutrek show and check what's going on at Starbase Indy this year.
That's going to be fun, because I can't be.
And ready. I think this is the first convention that's even attempted this. So we're bringing Star Trek to the fans.
Yes.
We're bringing it so you can click on and see a convention, how one is set up, how one is running, how the people that goes on and stuff. This is your first chance to actually see a convention.
Ever. And it's going to happen on the Lutrek show. Mike Smith, eat your heart out, boy. So, okay, thank you very much, Brian. All right.
Thank you.
And
now it's time for us to depart.
Yeah, that flute tells us it's time to go and hit warp drive. Everyone, thank you for attending. Thank you for downloading and listening. I really hope you enjoyed this, because we sure did. LutrekShow@gmail.com. Send us comments. We want to hear them. Join the forums. LutrekShow.com/forums. Good night.
Good night.